Welcome to Puentes, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is founder and organizer of the Libro Traficante Caravan, Tony Diaz from Houston, Texas, bridging the community. Hello, Tony.
Hey, how are you doing? Really a pleasure to get to talk to you and all your listeners.
Thank you very much. First of all, let's find out a little bit about you and then how this all started.
Originally, I'm from Chicago, but I came to Houston to get my Master of Fine Arts in Creative Writing, and I thought I would just be here till I finished and then move back to Chicago, but I really loved Houston. Reminds me a lot of Chicago, but there's a lot of raza here, a ton of Latinos, and I really enjoyed a lot of the nonprofit groups that were out here. I wound up starting Nuestra Palabra Latino Writers Having Their Say 14 years ago, and it really gave me a lot of roots into the community here. Really loved the way that nonprofits worked in different neighborhoods and said, you know what, I'm going to stay here. So I've been here that long, but also have found time to write, work with other groups as well, teach. So I've really found it fulfilling to be out here.
Well, something very important, which is starting off on Monday, the caravan into Tucson. You're starting there in Houston. First of all, let's find out, what is Libro Traficante? Why did it start?
Sure. Actually, I really wish I hadn't had to coin the phrase, but in this day and age, there are still some oppressive laws in the United States of America. A lot of this stems from Arizona House Bill 2811, which prohibits Latino studies. Specifically, it was meant to identify classes that promote the overthrow of the government. If you can, let that sink in. I have no idea why legislators are worried about that sort of thing, but they wound up identifying only one course in the entire curriculum of the Tucson Unified School District that hit the criteria, and they wound up prohibiting Latino studies. Now, as if that wasn't enough, we wound up hearing through multimedia that the authorities had pressured high school teachers to walk into a classroom while class was in session in front of our young and box up the books of our most beloved authors in front of our youth. And to us here in Houston, that was a really serious cultural affront, and we had to do something about it. It just so happens here that at Nuestra Palabra, I've got a great crew here, High-Tech Aztec, Lilo, La Laura, and they've all been with me in different huge projects over decades. And when we sit down at the table, we've got about 50 years experience working in the community, and we decided to organize. The word Libro Traficante, I came up with that a couple years back because we would put on these great events, and we'd be stuck cleaning everything up afterwards. So we'd be in the back of the George R. Brown Convention Center. It's dark. We got packages. It looks clandestine, and I would joke that if the police came by, we'd look like a bunch of Libro Traficantes, and they'd never believe we had books inside the boxes. Well, it turns out that Arizona legislators wound up making me a Libro Traficante by making our thoughts and ideas contraband. And one of my colleagues, Brian Parras, a.k.a. Libro Traficante High-Tech Aztec, he had done caravans before, so he knew we had the word. And another word I had come up with prior to this was the word wet books. The idea being that at some point, Arizona has decided if our people are legal or not, and now they're deciding if our books are legal or not. And it all just kind of came together. We wound up doing a video, which people can check out at librotraficante.com. And from there, it just kind of snowballed. It really caught the American imagination and has activated a lot of people. It makes no sense. In one of the books that is prohibited, Critical Race Theory, the second edition actually talks about the Tucson Unified School District policy as well as the Arizona House Bill 2811 and says how it's a perfect example of how most civil rights advances are undermined by lower courts and lower rulings.
When did this House Bill 2811 go into effect, and when did they go into the classrooms and remove the books?
Sure. And here's where it gets a little complicated. Let me go backwards. So January 10th was when the Tucson Unified School District was forced to vote on the issue because they were outside of compliance. And that's when they started going in after the books, and the Tucson Unified School District voted to eliminate the classes. Now, they would claim that their hands were tied. However, they had 60 days to rebuke the decision of the superintendent. The the superintendent is the one that said, guess what, we're going to follow this law, and the only class that falls under the criteria, they're really salacious aspects to this law. So theoretically, they say that no course can exist that promotes overthrow of the government. What really bothers me, too, what really offends me further is that the Tucson Unified School District has fought back and said that there is not a ban. Well, guess what? They have prohibited Latino studies. And secondly, to me, anybody who defends the idea that there's not a ban is implying that Latinos promote the overthrow of the government. And that, to me, is very offensive because it promotes us as violent. It promotes us as undermining the government. And I'm sorry, but House on Mango Street does not promote the overthrow of the government. What happened then is it's a very complicated legal procedure where the superintendent activated the law, the Tucson Unified School District voted on the law, and then they eliminated the books that all went under there. But having said that, I firmly believe that the Tucson Unified School District board members, they're either inept or racist. It's that simple, and neither of those characteristics should be applied to someone who's running a school board. And they are coming up for election in November, part of the Libertad Africante caravan. We are starting what we're calling the Libertad Africante Latino Cultural Caucuses 2016. And we want Latinos in every city we stop in to take a look at their school boards. We're going to come up with a little report. We'll have lists of who's on the seats, when they won them, how many votes they had, when they're up for election again, and what policies they voted on. And in every city we stop in, we want to make sure that people with the right minds and right hearts are sitting there representing all of us. And we've got to take back the Tucson Unified School District School Board because they dropped the ball on this. And I think it's March 19th the Arizona Supreme Court will look at this law. And I'm hoping that they will be wise and overturn it, but then it still goes back to the Tucson Unified School District to vote on it. If it is not overturned, that means it's got to go up to the Supreme Court level, which takes more time, energy, money. And I'm sorry, but if this takes 3 or 4 years, that's a whole generation of our young who will drop out. And we know that once they drop out, the alternatives for them are very limited. And we need them educated, strong, and wise.
Let's go now to the Libros Traficante caravan. We'll be starting in Houston. How many people will be going from Houston to Tucson? And then tell me the stops in between.
We've got a huge bus of 60 individuals. We've got embedded media, believe it or not, the Texas Observer, Texas Monthly. Screenwriter and also filmmaker Jesus Trevino will also be on there archiving it. And then we've got some awesome young poets as well as established talent. But the whole idea is we are taking the wet books back to Arizona, and we have started 4 underground libraries. What these are nonprofit organizations that typically don't cater to the literary arts, but have an infrastructure. And we're asking people to, if they go to our website, they'll see all 4 addresses at LibroTraficante.com. We have it in Houston, San Antonio, Albuquerque, and Tucson. And the idea is we're hoping that we can get enough donations to at least have 1 set of the prohibited books at each of these locales. But then we're also encouraging all multicultural writers from now on, when they publish a book, to mail it to these centers so that 3 years from now, we are never at the whim of an administration again. So we've got books that people donated that we're going to be carrying to each of these sites. We'll also be doing incredible teach-ins. High Tech Aztec is actually doing Theater of the Oppressed for 100 students in Tucson, while myself, Luis Alberto Uria, Dagoberto Gilb, Lorna de Cervantes, take teachers and learn from them also, because I'll tell you what, the Tucson teachers, they're amazing because they are surviving under direct oppression while still cultivating young minds. So we need to learn from them. Also coming from Califas, the Association of Raza Educators is sending professors. So while the teachers are learning from each other, the students who've been traumatized, I'm sorry, but they've been traumatized. Theater of the Oppressed, which is techniques from Ferre, who's one of the band authors, and Augusto Baú, they will actually be able to artistically express what's happened to them and put it in a story. By the end of the session then, 2 hours apart, at the last hour we come in and we level the playing field, we hear what the students have to say, we hear what the teachers say, we hear what the published writers say, and it's going to be a beautiful trading of ideas. We're going to have some awesome, cool theater as well. We're tricking out taco trucks, and we'll be going through neighborhoods in the barrio, passing out maps to the underground library, as well as giving books away. And then, of course, at each city is going to be a huge literary event. This is like our Woodstock. This is like our This is our moment. This is how Floricanto evolved. In Tucson, we're going to have Luis Alberto Urrea, Leonard de Cervantes, Manuel Muñoz. We're going to have Aztec dancers. It's going to be beautiful celebrations of our art and culture. But as I mentioned before, too, we're getting business done by teaming up with folks at each city, finding out who they're going to run. And our job then will be, when once they find the right candidates, our job is to get a lot of publicity, a lot of information to these campaigns. And we need people all the way from Califas, Chicago, New York, donating to these campaigns, because we are reliving the book Chicano. We're reliving the moment when José Ángel Gutiérrez and the Raza Unida Party won state board elections. And as we all know, if we could launch six campaigns, win seven seats, there'll be so much animation, so much inspiration, that from then on, we will have the electorate that we need. And it's not just Latino. It will be people that have a space in their hearts and minds for our youth. And likewise, we will represent other cultures as well. But it's all about community first.
So you're starting off then on March 12th, Monday, at Casa Ramirez Folk Art Gallery there in Houston. Then you're going on to San Antonio. Where will you be in San Antonio?
San Antonio is going to be fantastic. Sandra Cisneros jumped on board early. She actually wrote a check to donate to help with the cost. She's housing some of our writers when we get into town. The first place we stop is in front of the Alamo for a press conference. And the whole point being that we are part of American history, and we need to be thought of that way. From there that evening, we're going to have a nice inauguration for the underground library there. We got Bombasta flowing. We got some cool slam poets, Habir, Victoria, Selene. It's going to be an awesome show. Lips Mendez, who's a Libertaficante. The next day is very powerful. We'll be at Casa Esperanza with the Cultural Caucus. And then from there, we're going to do the teaching at Millhouse Art Studios. 100 teachers will be vibing. Centro Victoria is donating 100 booklets of Made in Texas, which are lesson plans that have the excerpts as well as specific plans that Monday teachers could use in the classroom. And then, of course, we'll have a fleet of taco trucks. San Antonio's really jumped on board. We're going to have several taco trucks running all over town with books, maps, and getting people fired up. And then that evening, where else but at the Guadalupe Cultural Arts Center, is going to be a huge event. Sandra Cisneros, Leonard de Cervantes, Carmen Tafoya, I'll be reading as well, other Libertaficantes. Another cool thing, too, Bryce Milligan, who's the director of Wings Press, they published Carmen Tafoya's book, Curandera, which was prohibited. They've now reissued it, and they're donating 100 copies for us to take to the underground libraries, but to give to the students and teachers in Tucson when we get there. So basically, when they prohibited Latino studies, they then had to go through in all the classes that fell into Latino studies. There are several different sections because it went actually from middle school up to high school. So then they took all the classes and quantified all the books that were in those classes. It wound up being 80 books that were boxed up, taken for state's evidence, and are no longer being taught in the classroom.
Then from there, you're going to go on to El Paso. Well, El Paso is only 45 miles here from Las Cruces. Tell me what you'll be doing there.
In El Paso, we were just supposed to stop by because we were going to just rest and head over to Mesilla the next day to be with Denise Chavez, who does the Border Book Festival. But El Paso just blew up, and they said, oh, no, you guys got to do a show here. And it's been beautiful. It's going to be there at Mayupan Center. And the gente all got together. We've got a great lineup. Of course, Benjamin Sines will be there. Some old Nuestra Palabra crew members, Carolina Monsevalles, also writer Richard Yanez, who's a big friend of the Nuestra Palabra network. But on top of that, folks are actually, they've done great flyers. They've got them distributed on the bus system, the metro system. So we're looking forward to a huge show there that just kind of evolved. What I want people to know, too, here's another stereotype we're defying. People think that Latinos are not united. One, right now, it's this beautiful network that's coming together. But we have been before. It's just that our history is not studied. Unfortunately, I don't know what my brothers and sisters in New Mexico do. We all don't know what our brothers and sisters in Arizona do. That's about to end. Because from now on, we're going to take it upon ourselves to maintain these ties. Latinos are not the sleeping giant. We are the working giant. And we are reporting for work on this. and it's been beautiful. When people look at LibroTraficante.com, I want them to go to the schedule, and they're going to see right there all the beautiful facilities and community centers that we have. We roll into San Antonio, but we're walking into hundreds of years of experience working in the community. También El Paso, we got universities, we have Border Sense working there. When the planning team sit down, that's hundreds of years working in the community. Even when we go to Mesilla, Denise Chavez, who is an icon of American letters, she's been doing the Border Book Festival for so long now. So it's that we're activating this informal network that will never be the same. Having said that, one of the most special stops for me will be Albuquerque, because we first then go to visit Rodolfo Anaya at his house to receive a custom that's very important to me, la bendición, which is the benediction. I used to get that from my mom and dad when I traveled. We go report to Rodolfo's house to get the benediction. And he charged us to occupy Arizona. He donated a check, he donated books, but also his book is prohibited.
Bless me, Ultima. How
yes.
could that be prohibited?
This is what really offends me. At the end of the day, then, people have to understand that, I guess if it's prohibited, it promotes the overthrow of the government?
And then Denise Chavez's face of an angel.
It's mind-boggling. And, you know, I would love to get the legislators cornered and ask them which line of these fictional books would promote overthrow of the government. None of them. And which of them would cause resentment? That's another stipulation of the law. None of them. These are books that, you know, my folks were migrant workers. If it wasn't for education, I would not have achieved the American dream. What's happening is Arizona has become an expert at making our people illegal. Now they want to make our culture illegal, and they've gone too far. That's over. We're about to change all that.
So this caravan then is intended to raise awareness, promote the banned authors, celebrate diversity, create a network of resources, and what else? Can you expand on that?
Yes, I think the other thing that's going to happen too that is just latched on as well, all of that is important, but by the same token, we need to mobilize an electorate. And one thing I will say too is that there's another myth that Latinos don't vote, and I would defy that, because back in right after World War II, when you had Private Longoria, who died in action, his remains were flown back to Three Rivers, Texas. He was denied burial in the White Chapel. Dr. Hector Garcia got involved, and he wound up reaching out to then-Senator Lyndon B. Johnson, who then buries him at the National Memorial. Having said that, this led rise to the GI Forum. And as people might recall, and they could actually get information from this from the film The Longoria Affair, or from the anthology Hecho en Texas, a Texas-Mexican anthology of writers, that from there then, Viva Kennedy clubs were formed throughout the nation, and that led to JFK being elected. And I'll be honest, right now, what I love to see is that we are at the center of this movimiento. And right now in New York, Libertaficantes are mobilizing. Alaska, believe it or not. We've got students coming in from Chicago, New York, also to be on the caravan. We're mobilizing again because it's in our blood, and we rise to the occasion. So what we need to do is form an electorate, which is what is important, because these school board offices are very winnable. But once you have that base, people feel confident, motivated, and we're cultivating leaders. Out of many school board elections, out of many leaders, from there, we're going to be able to take some of those folks and keep moving them up office per office per office. So that's the other thing we'd love to do as well. And then also work with all our brothers and sisters who are not Latino on common ground. We're going to have African-American writers with us, Indian writers with us, Native American writers with us. And actually, when we get to Tucson, it's on March 17th, we're going to be celebrating El Batallón de San Patricio when the Irish and Mexicans work together. So it's quantum demographics is what we call it.
So you'll be arriving on St. Patrick's Day in Tucson, Arizona.
Exactly. It's going to be a great party. Oh, I fully expect 10,000 people in Tucson. I appreciate you getting the word out with us. And I know right now people are listening. They're spreading the word. If you're within the sound of my voice, I deputize you a Libro Traficante. We need you to spread the word. We need you to get there. Look at the caravan schedule. Meet us at one of the stops. And from now on, mail some of those books to the underground libraries and just spread the word.
So what does this mean to future Latino writers?
Let me put it this way. From now on, then, when an author is published, they know they've got safe havens and audiences for their books, so that 5 years from now, they know that Tucson is a hotbed of literature. Actually, now then, too, when New York publishers publish writers, they've got to think about the Southwest differently. Right now, if you look at where the bookstores are in Texas, in the whole Texas Valley, there's only two bookstores that serve that area in McAllen. I defy New York to stick to that model after this. They're going to have to cater to what we want in literature and where we want it. And I think that's about to change, too, because we'll have a great base of leaders, readers, and writers. And what will happen then is that's what we're creating, is this huge base of an audience for future readers and writers to come. And I think that's going to change the whole face of the publishing industry, because everybody's thought about us as a market, but no one's ever delivered it. And I think together, it's taken the artist to add that spark. We've taken logic as far as it can. Only art can save us. And I believe it's this moment where people will appreciate what the artists do, just like during the Movimiento. You know, you had Corky Gonzalez, his poem, I Am Joaquin, you know, even Message to Aslan with all the speeches. We're reliving the civil rights movement, and maybe that's what we have to do. Every 50 or 60 years, we have to pay attention to democracy, and people got to make sacrifices, but for the better of the country.
Well, I really appreciate you talking to us about Libro Traficante Caravan, and that we could be part of the puente, part of the bridge, bringing you over.
Beautiful.
In El Paso. The reading will be on March 14th at 7 p.m. at Mercado Mayapan, and event will feature writers and activists joining the caravan. Then on Thursday, it's in Mesilla on March the 15th. And at what time do you meet there?
We're going to do a morning event there. If you go to the link, there's the little link right there where Denise Chavez has the Border Book Festival. If people want to join us, that would be great.
So I really appreciate you again. Tony Diaz with Libro Traficante Caravan, originating on a Monday in Houston, and then you'll be ending up in Tucson by St. Patrick's Day.
I just invite everyone to go to librotraficante.com, leave us a note on the guest book, and I tell you what, every click where you let someone know, it keeps spreading and growing, and this is something organic to the community.
Muchas gracias. Thank you very much.
Likewise. Thank you so much for the support and helping the Movimiento.
You're welcome.